right, we'll call our meeting to order and call the public hearing for Branson Creek SID extension of boundary. How's that, Bob?
The amended petition.
Amended petition, thank you. Who would we want to ask to start the discussion for the hearing, or what do we need to do?
Well, the purpose of it is to have a hearing to see if there's anybody from the public who wants to comment on the amended petition. I see that the petitioners are here present with their attorneys, but you might ask if there's anybody else who wishes to speak.
Would there be anyone else that would like to speak? Mr. Finley? Just listening? All right.
Okay. What about the petitioner?
Petitioner?
Anything you want to say? Or?
Do we want to do the presentation now, or do you want to close the public hearing and then do the presentation regarding the ordinance? We're happy either way, whatever the.
Why don't you just go ahead and do it, and then we'll close the public hearing afterward.
Ooh, do we have? Is there a mic there? Yes. Yes, okay, good. What's your name for the record?
Sure. Rick McConnell with the Gilmore and Bell Law Firm in Kansas City. Appreciate your time this morning, and we're back in front of you, I think, for the last time, at least for a while, on this project. Back in January, we kind of did the first step of a two-step process, which was to change the boundaries of the Branson Creek SID. You might remember we took some property out and added some property. Once that step was completed, it was time to amend the existing petition that had originally established the CID several years ago. And there were some changes to the petition that were necessary based on the forward-looking development plan to change the ability to do special assessments with a little more flexibility because of the way development was projected to occur. That's what you have before you today is an amended petition for the district. Again, it's just this is sort of the second implementation step after the expansion and contraction of the boundaries that we did, and would be happy to answer any questions that you might have about that.
I'd just like to say that currently you have a SID, or you have had a SID since 2002, and all you've done is change the area. And you're having an amended petition, which they've addressed at least two of our concerns. They've addressed three, but two within their petition. And the two that they've addressed that we wanted addressed in the amended petition, which weren't the case with the prior amended petition, in M of the first amended and restated petition for the Branson Creek Community Improvement District, it says the district shall not own property within the boundaries of the district except as necessary for the construction or operation of public improvements that are funded by the district. Petitioners do not seek any other limitations on the powers of the district in that respect. We had a concern that obviously for assessment purposes, an unscrupulous a developer could probably take all the undevelopable land and put it in the name of the because they're organized as a political subdivision and therefore avoid having to pay any taxes on the property. That is not the case with this in their petition. And what was addressed in the back of the exhibit, the five-year plan?
One of the other concerns expressed was to make sure an independent audit was done of the district every year. We put that requirement in for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2010. That requirement is also in the documents that we're preparing for the refinancing of their existing bonds. So not only do we have that then in the petition, but also in those documents as well, which the county isn't a party to, but just an added layer of protection for you.
And the other issue, which was not able to easily be included in the petition, you've agreed to, and that's by statute you have to pay the percentage to the collector, and you're going to have a consultant who is going to, as the property is subdivided, do what needs to be done to make the assessor's job and the collector's job easier.
Yes, and what they will do is monitor the sale and development process of property, and every year prior to the applicable deadline around, I think it's September 1st, get to the collector exactly by tax parcel ID what assessments are to be levied against those parcels. And not only is that required by the statute, but just because of the ongoing development process, it was viewed by the underwriter of the bonds as critical that somebody with experience in that area be brought on. And the company is actually an out-of-state company called David Taussig and Associates. But they are familiar with the Branson area. They handle some disclosure, some securities law-related disclosure for the Branson Hills development, the Target Home Depot development. So they're familiar with the area, and they do excellent work as far as I can tell. So we're pleased to have them on board.
And you're waiving the right in the petition to have any real property tax levy, business license taxes, or sales taxes, and it would require you coming back with an amended petition in order to be able to do that, correct?
That's right.
And the special assessments on these are going to work differently than they worked in the last one. If you might explain how they're working differently this time.
Sure. And this is really the critical difference for this amended petition. Before, the way that the assessments worked is the property in the district was divided up on a map into several different parcels, and there was a maximum assessment amount identified for each of those parcels. And the reason that was doable at that point is there was a pretty decent idea of how each of those parcels would develop, and so we could apportion the cost of the benefit against those parcels. In this situation, we're just not that far along. So we have a much more general assessment scheme. It's by acre, and there's just a maximum amount expressed per acre. It could be less than that. It can't be more than that. And so it just allows some more flexibility. And that assessment scheme will have to be fleshed out a little more to address all the sort of development processes and whatnot, but it cannot exceed those limits that are set forth in the petition.
Are there any other significant differences between how the CID that was in place, and I guess currently is in place, worked under the former petition and under this amended petition? Are there any other significant differences?
You know, there really aren't. I think one practical difference that will occur is that historically the CID, and they had visited with the collector about this, I think, but they had collected their own assessments. Going forward, the county will collect those and receive the requisite statutory fees. So that's more of a practical difference that will occur.
Okay. Other than that, really nothing. It's going to operate like it operated. And
right. The vast majority of the financing that is going to occur hopefully in the next 30 or 45 days is actually just a refinancing of what's already been done and then an additional component to do some sewer work. But it's roughly $2 million worth of sewer work. The vast majority of the financing is just redoing what's already been done.
Is there any other information that you want to share with the three commissioners and the numerous members of the public who are here?
We will work closely with the collector to make sure that this is done the right way. That's really it. And I'd be certainly happy to answer any questions. But I think, bottom line, this step, after the important step of expanding the boundaries, this is just really truly an implementation step to allow them the flexibility to do this refinancing, to get rid of some kind of onerous covenants that went with the letter of credit that was delivered with respect to it. So it just allows the development of the property to proceed. And it's important in that regard. From the perspective of the county, the effect is fairly minimal.
Do you guys have any questions?
Danny, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question that was read, I guess, in there, and I talked to. It concerns the Hollister School District, and the is it a contractual agreement that you have with Hollister School on the building or collection of levies for the school? Because I understood in the first petition that you had some property set aside or had some dealings already going on with the school?
I might let Tim address that specifically. What I can tell you is as Bob noted, property that's owned by a political subdivision, such as a school district, would be exempt from taxes and from assessments, and that may answer part of your question.
Right, and that's the, I don't know how to hardly ask this, if, and I heard you say that you're going to help the process with the collector mm-hmm. by having a firm that you have, a credible firm that you're very pleased with mm-hmm. helping the collection process of the taxes. If there is some problem, mm-hmm. which sitting on a BOE board and all the commissioners sitting on BOE properties, and there is some change in what you would establish for a certain area, which would, you had a statement that had me a little confused, was that that amount of taxation could not increase but could decrease?
There's a maximum set forth in the petition based on acreage. And so per acre, the maximum level of assessment is $10,000 for sort of the principal amount of the improvements. Mm-hmm. And then there's an annual interest assessment that could be up to, I think, $3,000 a year. That's the maximum that it could be. It could be lower.
Okay. Well, no, I guess this is a question.
That doesn't affect any taxes the school district may levy on the property.
Those taxes still have to be paid.
Right.
This is just the special assessments.
Right, right. Well, I'm just trying to cover all bases so that I can explain it to the people that ask me questions about one thing that Bob, what I was wondering is if they run into complications in their collection process of properties already sold or development already developed, and your company that is helping the assessor and the collector mm-hmm. collect those taxes, what happens at that point if there is a failure to pay for those individual properties?
Well, the failure to pay the individual properties...
does it fall back underneath the tax?
It's my understanding they'll still go under the tax sale. I mean, they'd go up for sale like any other property would go up for sale.
Okay, mm-hmm. The collector takes care of that and the assessor takes care of that, not this collection firm.
As to the special assessments... That's a good question. If they pay all of their taxes to the school district and to the other districts, and I think what his question is, you have a special assessment of $10,000 and an annual of $3,000. Mm-hmm. Normally, with a homeowners association, they could put a lien on the property. Are you saying with this, if they don't pay their $10,000 and $3,000, that they would go up for sale at the tax sale? Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
Yes.
And that's the way it currently operates. And this is an amended petition, which they have put in three more things to help us over what's already in place.
Right.
But that's the case. That is the case currently.
Okay. That what I'm trying to do is separate. I'm in support of what you're saying and what you're trying to do. I'm trying to cover all bases of people asking me difficult questions.
I understand.
And. So, and Sheila is here for the purpose of, and no one looks for failure of a business or a non-payment of a home or anything like that. So I was wondering if the people that you have established to help collect those taxes, if they have any involvement whatsoever in the process of bringing that to the tax sale. They are.
I think I know where he's
at. Am I asking unnecessary questions?
No, Commissioner. Gary Anderson, also with Gilmore and Bell. I think maybe the important thing that we didn't maybe make perfectly clear is this. Consultant, for lack of a better description, David Tossig and Associates, will be working with respect to how the assessments get spread on the property. That information will then be presented to the collector to put on the tax bills. This consultant will not be involved in the actual collection of the special assessments. The special assessments will be on the tax bills, just like the county tax and the school district tax, et cetera. So the collector will be involved in that process if there's a failure to pay either the taxes or the assessment.
And that's the way you understood this also, Sheila?
One up to Mike, if you would, Sheila.
I'm not trying to cause you any difficulty in this situation. I'm just making sure that whenever
it's their responsibility. And I think when they were talking about the collection process, their responsibility is to get the parcel numbers, match it up with the legal, and decide what that assessment's going to be for that parcel number. That's their responsibility. Then once they charge me, the collector's office, to collect that assessment fee, once they charge me with that, it's my response, the collector's responsibility then, to collect the amount that they've charged me for each parcel, and I treat them as they are a political subdivision then, and it's collected just like the schools, the health departments, all the other taxes. It is on that real estate tax bill, and if the real estate tax bill is not paid, then it goes to the tax sale and it's advertised, and everything is done just like every other political subdivision.
Okay, I understand that now.
Now, if it's foreclosed on by someone, if they've got a bank loan or anything, once again, that's handled just like every other parcel, every other piece of land. The bank forecloses on it. If it goes to a tax sale, if it goes to a tax sale and it's advertised in the paper, then they have a legal right to redeem the property and pay the taxes if they want to prevent a collector's deed from being going. If it goes through the years, all of the legal times, then they have a right to come in and pay those taxes and redeem it. If they don't, then they lose their assessment fee. Well, wait, let me back up on that. If they don't, if it went to like a third-year sale, to where you didn't have protection of taxes, then they would risk losing their portion of their fee. Does that make sense?
I understand all that. Mm-hmm. The question, I guess, that brought all this to my mind was the third party group to mm-hmm. help in the, yeah. and you're calling them a consultant, which they said they were very pleased with, and they were going to be involved in the tax process. I would just want to make sure that there was protection.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
For the county, as far as your work mm-hmm. and the assessor's work along those lines. That's yeah. where my questions yeah. originated.
They'll certify to me what they want me to collect, and I in turn will make the agreement and certify back to them. And once they do that, it's our responsibility, and it's their responsibility. If they've given us the wrong figures, then that's between them and the homeowner.
Sheila, did you have any other questions? Are you comfortable with the rest of it?
No, the only thing is I think if they for sure want it on the 2010 tax bill, they just need to be 100%. We need to work with the programmer and whatever the program charges, which won't be much because it's just going to be adding more language to each one, but then I'm sure they will pay for that programming.
They told me that upstairs, that whatever is because of them, they're going to pay
yeah.
the programming.
So am I officially being told that I need to talk to the programmer and have him to start working on that because they're working on a revision? They're updating the collector's program to a new modern version.
Yes.
And you want to call it, it's Branson Creek Development Community Improvement. Okay, BC. I've got a BCP and a BA, Branson Creek, BC. Branson Creek Improvement, Community Improvement.
CID, Community Improvement District.
But you want it to be BC then, Branson Creek. See, it's got to have initials on the...
I say BC, CID, or Community Improvement District, whichever you
want. Okay, so we'll have a BCP and a BC.
Okay, what else?
I think the questions are great, and I think some of this we talked about with the assessor last time and some concerns he had about phone calls that the county received, about the assessments and how are they calculated and those sorts of things. I think this consultant also plays a role in answering those questions, and I think it's critical that the county officials have the phone number so when they get those calls, they can say, now this is who you have to call. This is not the county's deal. And I think it's that's an important piece of it, too.
Who's got that phone number, Rick? Does the assessor have that now?
I will make sure they have it. Yeah.
And the collector? And
yes.
I might just add one other thing kind of along those points. The way the assessments are being structured is that as properties are sold and are improved, a home, a villa, apartment, a commercial building, et cetera, the special assessment related to that property is going to be paid when the building permit is pulled. So it's not like you're going to be getting calls from a homeowner about, why do I have this assessment on my house or villa? It will already been prepaid and wiped out with respect to that property. So it's, you know, it's anticipated the developer and maybe some related parties to the developer will own the property and will sell it off over time. So there'll be generally probably very few owners of property that is actually subject to the assessment.
Okay. Any other questions? Sheila?
Well,
raised a question with that comment, I can tell.
Now, that's what was stated before, that you were going to do it at closing. There wouldn't be assessment. And then afterwards, I was told that the collector would be, that it would be handled just like all the other SIDs, that the collector will be collecting each year the SID, the community.
The assessment?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, what will happen is let's say a building permit is pulled on March 1st. The prepayment of the assessment will then be on the December bill for that property. But that will be the final assessment for that property. So the following year, there'll be no assessments on that property. So you'll still collect it, but it will be a one-time prepayment for that property.
I don't want to complicate things, but you also have a $3,000 possible every year per acre, correct, on administrative costs and fees.
And yeah, that goes away on the prepayment.
It goes away on the prepayment.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Bottom line is, whatever they charge me with, they'll certify it to me.
Right.
I'll collect it then.
Like any other
political setup.
Very good. All the postings done properly? I mean, is the hearings?
Matter of fact, you have copies of all the postings that you did?
Yeah, we have in terms of the mailed notices and published, yes.
Yes.
Okay, and you can provide those to us?
Yes, we will.
And you've done all the statutory notices that
yes.
are required?
Yes, mailing to property owner and two publications in the paper.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
I'm good.
Okay.
If there's no more comment, we can close the hearing, and I'll read the ordinance for you.
All right. Ready to close?
Do that in motion, or is it just, can he just
close? He can just close the okay. hearing if there's nothing further.
Okay, we'll close our hearing and ask Bob to read.
Okay, an ordinance has been presented to us for signature if you so choose. An ordinance approving a first amended and restated petition for the Branson Creek Community Improvement District in Taney County, Missouri. Whereas pursuant to the authority of Section 67-1401 to 1571 inclusive of the revised statutes of Missouri titled the Community Improvement District Act, Taney County, Missouri has previously formed the Branson Creek Community Improvement District, and whereas the county has received a first amended and restated petition for the Branson Creek Community Improvement District, Taney County, Missouri, the amended petition, and whereas the amended petition has been examined by the county clerk and found to be in compliance with the act, now therefore be it ordained by the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri as follows. Section 1. A public hearing related to the amended petition was duly held after proper notice, all in accordance with the CID Act. Section 2, the County Commission hereby approves the amended petition. Section 3, this order shall be in full force and effect from and after its passage by the County Commission. Passed by the County Commission this, and I guess it would be 19th day of February 2010, and to be signed by the presiding commissioner and attested to by the county clerk. And I will just point out that I do have the original of the amended and restated petition, and it is verified by the county clerk, who did verify that it's in compliance with the CID statutes.
Very good.
So just a motion is all we need, and a motion to pass the ordinance, correct?
That's correct.
I move that we approve and pass the ordinance as presented by Bob Paulson.
Second the motion. Any questions or comments? A very minor detail. There's a place for a number. We'll, who puts that number on there? Will we have a number on there?
That brings up another topic of why we don't codify and put all our ordinances in one book, but I'm not going to go there right now. What we have done in the past is we've put, and we can put the number on there upstairs, we've used the date basically as the number, and I can't remember where we put the hyphen. It doesn't look like a date, but you can tell, and basically that way you don't repeat the numbers, but at some point we should probably codify our ordinances.
So shall we ask that we use that date for a number on this ordinance?
We might need a double.
It's going to be whatever we've been using. It's either 2010, 219 with a hyphen somewhere, or it's the other way around. And the ordinance number we can add. We don't need to put the ordinance number on here right now. Okay. We will put it on there.
Very good. Very good. Anything else? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Like to follow up, thank our attorney, Bob, for leading us and guiding us. And
most of the work's right there.
And I was going to follow up with that. I appreciate you guys. It'd be nice to work with. So if there's nothing else, we will recess for just about a minute or two and then come into Road and Bridge.
What would be good is to get a signature and get Donna to attest it, and then we can give them a copy so that they can take it with them.
Better up? Thank you.